Signe très succès. Siftes is a small Mishneh. Not Membeis, Omer Aleph, Membeis, Omer Beis, but a small stickle of Gemore comes many halachis. The Mishneh says a Hilfis, Lakadero, Shevir, Merutochin, says the Mishneh, Loite, and the Seichan Tavlin. They can't put in Tavlin in a Klerisha and they took off from the fire because it's a Bishel. Avol Noisenu, you can put in Tavlin, Toicha Kore, Klisheni, or the Toicha Tamchui. Tamchui is the Kore that you put all the food, the serving plate, you put on the table a serving plate, and every takes from that Kore, that's a Tamchui. That also has dinner of Klisheni. It says the Mishneh, Klisheni is not Mevashel Tavlinim. So the first thing the Machaber says, Kli Rishon, Afilu La'acha She'eviru Me'ala'ish Mevashel. This is one the Mishneh. Number one, Kli Rishon, what is the Kli Rishon? Kli Rishon is damaged by Ala'ish. Kli Rishon is the Kli that's on the fire. And the Mishneh itself is Mevur, that even when you take it off the fire, as a din of Kli Rishon, the Mishneh says, Elpis V'agdera She'evirar Merutochen, you took it off the fire. You took it off the fire as a din of Kli Rishon. In other words, Lav Dapke, we say Kli Rishon is in, that's Mevashel when it's on the fire. Kli Rishon is Mevashel even Shaloi al Gabei Esh. Now this din of Kli Rishon Shaloi al Gabei Esh, is this a din deraita or din derabbanan? And the Maisim derishayim, it's a big sugya. The Ramban, the tiny, if it's not on the fire, it's a Kli Rishon, they took off the fire. The case of the Mishneh is talking about a Bishol derabbanan. Some Rishayim say it's Machlokes Bavli v'Yerushalmi. It's better Mashal Harlan the Yishalmi, the Yishalmi Sailin Bosavacholov, Sailin Yishabis, Yishalmi Zayosper, Gimel Halochae, the Yishalmi says, Sailin Isavete, Sailin Bosavacholov, Sailin Yishabis, Ezeo Kli Rishon, Ezeo Tavshel Borer, Kol Shel Or, Mahalech Tachtov. Tavshel Borer means one or something has a din of Tavshel Nater, Kol Shel Or, the fire is underneath it. Mele Som Rishayim learned, we see from the Yishalmi the Hedye, that to be considered a Tavshel Borer, to consider the Bishol Daraisa, you have to have fire underneath it. If you take off the fire, there's no din Bishol Menatera. And some say to Machlokes is Bavli Yerushalmi, in the Rambam, there's a lot of raid, what sheet is Rambam is in this Indian. Not the Machaber, many Achorim come, and the Mesekel over here, so about the Machaber doesn't say anything, he's Mestimas Advorim, he stops his Klerishon, Ach Shavir Me'al Gabe Eish, Mavashal is in Bishol, they learn this is in Daraisa, and Betul Mishbu earlier said, told us all is also Daraisa. So maybe have a pat. Lav Dap when it's al Gabi Or, when you take off the fire, told us all is also Daraisa, and Ramele, the poet came Nemon, like this said in the Rishonim, that Bishol Daraisa is even Kli Rishon Suhusa Magabe Esh. In other words, what we're talking about, Siftes, we're talking about Dine Bishol Daraisa. Says the Machaber, Kozman Shayatsu Ledizboy. Kozman Shayatsu Ledizboy, this is also a chro of the Beis Yosef, this is also a whole noise in the Rishonim. The Rav Yov brought down Nagois Motchei. He says, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, the Hilfus Vagder, Sheviru Merutochen. Merutochen says, Dafke. Dafke means Merutochen. Merutochen means it's still being Malar Ishtichus. When it's still being Malar Ishtichus, even though it's off the fire, but it's still bubbling, you put something in a fire, you have a problem of Bishol Daraisa. However, when it's not Merutochen, there's no Bishol Daraisa. This Machaber saying, Kozman Sheyatsa Ledizboy, this is Achra again, the Sheetis of the Rav Yor, you'll see Mishu Bruce of Kozman Tamach Gimel, he's Madgashit. Hainu, Afilu Kva Poslak Rishi Chosem Menu. This is Saratzi, and Peches Beiseisef, Beiseisef is not like the Rav Yor, that Daraisa, Bishol Daraisa is even after Poslak Rishi Chosem Menu. What about a Klerisha that's less than Yatsa Ledizboy? The Machaber says, Kozman Sheyatsa Ledizboy. What about Klerisha and Sheyatsa Ledizboy? This boy? There's also a whole noise among the Noita Kelim, the Mugan Avrom, and the other noise that came over here, the Yishalmi, that the Yishalmi seems to say that in the Klerisha, even if it's not Yatsa Ledizboy, it's also to put food there. Achoka for Klerisha, even if it's any Yatsa Ledizboy, you have your chicken soup pot, and you left it there, now it's poishren. According to the Magen Avraham, says Yerushalmi, you not put any tavlinim, you not put anything inside, because has a din of Kli Rishon, even if it's less than Yatsa Ledizboy. The Vikuach is a Vikuach, what the Yerushalmi means. The Lashon Yerushalmi is always Meshune, a different Lashon, and the Yerushalmi says that they made a Hachok and Klerishon, Kishayin Ayad Shoyletes Boy. Instead of a Samach, it says a Shin, or Sin. Kol Shayin Ayad Shoyletes Boy. So the Magnarom with the Yimei, all this of Gudel Acharim, during the Yerushalmi says, there's a Hachok even in a Klerishon, Shayin Ayad Shoyletes Boy. It means a Klerishon, if not Yad Shoyletes Boy, they made a Hachok. The Goyin comes and says, the Shartzim exam, the Goyin says, Loidok, the Shartzim is a Kodin Paites, so Loidok of a Kabonah say Yishalmi, the Yishalmi does not mean that, the Yishalmi means, Kishayin Ayat Shoylet is what it means, that your hand cannot be Shoylet inside. Your hand cannot be Shoylet. What does it mean your hand cannot be Shoylet? It is Yat Shoylet is what it means. Klerishin, Kishayin Ayat Shoylet is what it means, your hand cannot be Shoylet, because you're afraid you're going to burn yourself. Then, they made it Harchok and a Klerishin. What's the Harchok? It says the Goyin, even if you leave it there just a little bit. Like we have at the end of the Siman, Gzeres Hefshe, you leave it in just a little bit, even if you don't leave it there, Shayat Shaladizboi, they made a choker in Klerishin, Shayat Shaladizboi, they made a choker. These are the Goyinlands, the Maitre Mishmur Paskins, like the Goyin, not like the Mogen Avrom, Shayat Shaladizboi, Avalma, Eina Yat Shaladizboi, says Mishmur Afril Klerishin, Eina Mavashal, Sifkot and Samachdal, Slehedia, Mishmur is Mekel in this whole thing, in Sifkot and Saratin, Sifkot and Paites, he says, he brings a list of people. The lake of Mogen Avraham, Chayin Kosel Agrosh, or Lidok, the Kavonis HaYisham, Yerushalayim does not mean Shaled, it means Shaled is Boy. The Maishe, those that go like the grass, Keseda always goes, the grass is like a stick of Chosel of Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham says something with Derech Klal, that's the Derech HaPsik of the grass. The grass goes with the Keseda with Mogen Avraham. The grass is Machmer, and if it's Machmer, it's Toif. The Losh Nagraz and Sif Yedzayin is Sheva Klerishim. Gam any Yatzalad is Boy, Leiten Tavlinim. I mean, even Klerishin Shusam Gabeish, even with Nayat Shaladis Boy, he's choshish for the Mogen Avraham and Yerushalmi not to put any tablin in. Okay, this the Mishnah Lamaise says in Klerishin, he cannot put tablin. What about tablin in a Klerishini? Says the Mishnah verse of Chazal Tamachay, about the Klerishini. Motor lost his tablin, the Mishnah's move on, Klerishini cannot put in. However, in Klerishini, he could put Afilu Yat Shaladis Boy. There ain't mizbashul shom. There's no bishul in a klisheni for tavlinim. And maybe you could put tavlinim in a klisheni. And this is halacha lemaise. We'll see why it's not done again lemaise. But this halacha, even though we learned about klisheni, all different types of chumis, it says lehedya, the Mishnah and the Gemara, that tavlinim, there's no problem in a klisheni. Now we're going to have to talk about the three sugis we spoke about yesterday in a klisheni. Every klisheni was said there's three sugis. There's number one, mechzikim bashul. Number two, kaler bishul. And number three, you have nichris boy, we have to speak about every one of these. How come in tavlin you don't have it? So number one, mechzikim avashal. How come there's no mechzikim avashal by tavlinim? Why should tavlinim be any different than anything else you put in a klisheni? Says the Mishnah verse of Kotan Lamed David. When he brings down the mechzikim avashal, says the Mishnah verse, v'loy domi le tavlin misif tes, v'loy osar el b'klishon, tavlin is a heter in klisheni. Why? The tavlin asuyin the mate kakadero v'loy mechzikim avashal. Tavlin is just made the mate kakadero to make the kakadero mosoik to give taste to the kakadero. It doesn't look like it's cooking. Now the kavanah is like this. This is the Guinness World or other achrenim. The svara is when you have tavlin that's come the mate kakadero, you don't call the tavshal al shen the tavlin. You put in black pepper in your chicken soup. Someone's going to ask you, what are you eating now? You're not going to tell them black pepper juice. You're not going to tell them black pepper sauce. Eating chicken soup. Chicken soup, God, you put in flavoring, a flavor that's not mavashal, doesn't taste not mavashal, it doesn't look like you're cooking more, because we never call it, we never say that, oh, I'm eating now cooked black pepper. So maybe about you don't call the Michael al-shem, the thing that you put in, and just call the matikak there, you had chicken soup, and you're eating now chicken soup, nobody, you don't deal with the tablin and bachlal, maybe there's no mastic mavashal. However, and some people have the shver, the mishaburans of Kotan Lamed Dalit, Lamed test, which we didn't learn yet, when it speaks about making tea on Shabbos, Mishmur says, tea on Shabbos, two problems. Number one, number two, he says, he holds the chashash of Kulis, his pan. Number one, he says, Mechzikim Avashal. The double shloi, Baba Ham Lufnes, I mean, I feel the Klisheni. It's a problem of Mechzikim Avashal. Now, why is it Mechzikim Avashal? Tea is also a Matik HaKadira. Tea is also a Matik HaKadira. The Teretz is, when you drink a tea, you don't say, ask, what are you drinking now? You're not going to talk about drinking water. Before I had water, now I'm drinking water. No. The whole shem of the Michael is a shem, the tea, the tavlin you put inside. That's not called tavlin.
Tavlin is only called Tavlin because it's Lamatik HaKadera, not everything Lamatik HaKadera has enough Tavlin. Lamatik HaKadera means it has no Chashivisi, it's Tafel, Lagavir Chicken Soup. Before it was chicken soup, and now it's chicken soup, and that's it. We don't deal with the Tavlin Bechlal. If before it was water, and now what is it? It's tea. I mean, the tea is not the Tavlin. The whole Chesed you have in front of you is the tea, and the same thing about coffee and everything else. But all these things, that the whole, the Shem that you're eating now, you're drinking now, what are you drinking now? You're drinking a coffee. They can't tell me that, no, the coffee doesn't have a Chesed, it's bottle out of the water, and you don't call it out of the thing. The whole Shem of what you're drinking now, get the Shem of the coffee, and so, in such a case, you don't have Bechsek in a Mashal. So, what? Sorry, you have Bechsek in a Mashal, you don't have a Svara of Tavlinim. Even though it might be Tavlin, but you don't have the Heter of Tavlin of that it doesn't have a problem with Mexican Marshall. This is number one. Not the first figure we learned by Klishen is a problem. Tavlinim is not a problem. Because if it's the Matik HaKadera, and Tosefis means Derech Agav, this is not the Ike HaKadera, Ike Tavshel, it's going to be Mutter. Number one. What about Kali Abishel? So it says Lehedi in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, in Halacha, all the way down. Tavlinim, Chazal Nu, was not Kali Abishel. This is what Mr. Burrow Heavis have called Samachay. Avlo klisheni, muta los is tavlin, afiliya tzelezboi, de ein misbashol shom. Tavlinim, we know, different things have tzrikis. Kali abishol not, tavlinim, is vaday not kali abishol. So there's no problem to put tavlin in a kli sheni. However, the maise, kemat, you're not going to have cases that it could be mekel by tavlinim. You could look in the ksovim of the Rosh Chabura, a few pages there. All different types of tavlinim, what is called a tavlin and what's not called a tavlin. In other words, even by Betzolim, we had the Mishnah Berurah of Kotlin Mem Dalit and Sharatin of Kotlin Samach Tes, that the Mishnah Berurah says Betzolim does not have a din of a Tavlin. Betzolim does not have a din of a Tavlin, and Betzolim is Kali Abishol. It means the Botzol is not Nechol in the Gemara's case of Tavlinim, and Botzol has a din of Kali Abishol, and he says even he looks like a Machlokes, and Sharatin says it's not a Machlokes. So, and in many cases, many Shailas, what's the Mitzirid get a Tavlin, and what's not going to get a tablin, you'll see a whole list of all different types of funny things that he put in, and all it's not clear b'chalal. What is clear? Whatever they had b'chazal, what they have b'chalal pukulim, we know they used to spice in the time of b'chazal, pepper, black pepper, they used to do in chazal cinnamon, they had kinnamon, they had tablinim, and mele, this will be muta in a klisheni. Okay, so now we have one thing that we think is mutin klisheni. However, it comes from Shem Zaman with a big chiddush. Shem Zaman Shem Shabbos Kolchotzi. He says now Shem Zaman Avadas Maskim. Shem Zaman knew Shas and he knew Mesachtes Beitza and he knew that even in times of Chazal they used to take samamonim and they used to take pulpulin and used to grind it. And Avadah, Shem Zaman is not coming to say once upon a time they didn't grind their spices. Of course, once upon a time they grind their spices also. But he's saying when the Mishnah says when you put something in a pot to give taste to the pot. But there, what you put in hold, there's no reason to grind it. You're giving it to give taste. You put it in a salad, you want to eat it itself. No, maybe you have to grind it. But the regular case of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, Ilpis Vakdera, Shavim Rusokhan, you can put it in there, Tavlinim, to give taste to the Kdera. Regular Tavlinim means you take the whole pulpulin, you take the kone of Kinnamon. Really, you put it in a hole. However, it says Rosh Hashanah, in today's days when we have ground, we grind it up till it's so thin as powder, says Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's mispashal even a klisheni. No, even what we know for sure, they had in times of Chazal, which was called tavlin b'mei Chazal, that's a bit tall. Today that you shake it out and it's powder, tiny species, maybe it's mispashal even a klisheni. Atkan b'shmer Shabbos kol chosri. Came in the paper Shusi, it's called Rav David, says, I want Rav Shem Zaman, I asked him, what do you mean? We know this is hey, stop it kalabishul, we know this dalid, tiv dalid, vade kalabishul, do you mean to say that it has in the gather of dova dak virach? That's vada kalabishul. In other words, even in kli meil, you're not going to be able to put in spices. Or even if it's polis miyad shaledes boy, mishmer b'raz tochin lemaisa, if you could put in spices. So some told me yes. Or some told me it's not clear. You don't have a head of board. That means what the Gemara says is vada not kalabishul. Came up some zamen mistapik that is vada yek kalabishul. This is the gevaldige chiddush. This is some zamen says even what we know for sure. In other words. There's many cases that's machlokes, yes tavlin, not tavlin. Even what we know for sure is it didn't like tavlin, Kemen Zom Zaman said, and the way we use it today, it's not only not the head of tavlin, but it's not even shavlorim. Why? Now it's dova dak verach. Dova dak verach. You have to be choshish that it's vaday chashash of vaday kara bishol. It's not a dova boy, it's not nechlal in tivdala. This is in Shul Sitchok. This he brings down to where Zom Zaman told him the hezbir and what it said in the Sefer Shmuel Shabbos Kol Chosei. to now, it's a gladly chiddush. Because until now we had something that mitzivoy, it's zak parach. We learned in Siv Dalet, Kuli says panin, or the Rambam says that's what the Mishabura has his chumah on tea leaves on. Something that mitzivoy, it's zak parach. The shrach hazach, it's dak. Maybe it's puzzle. Let's say you have something very sick and very hard and not rakbah, and you take it, you make it into powder. What's halacha then? Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, it's man-made dak verach. Also, it might be kali abishol. It's a chiddush. This Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says in Shush Yitzchok, he brings Rabbi Rashi wasn't so choish for this. Rabbi Rashi says Rabbi Rashi was maskim. Now it's dak, but it says not called rach. Take something very. What? No, the Sofik Kalei Bishul. Sofik Kalei Bishul. Okay, but Rishama Zalman is going even Klishlishi. Okay. What, if what? You want to tell me, you bring a raya from Chala from the Yishid Zirim? Okay. He says, they have a raya, Arav Halberstam. Arav Halberstam is signing that Rivalti Yisi. From that the Sefer Yireim says that by bread Vibalti was made rach, now it's a double rach, and we see in the person there that the one that's for us is Vibalti is very cooked, it's easy to get finished now. So you see a man made easy to get finished is also considered a bishul, so he wants a tiny amakor a raya to be Shem Zalman. Shem Zalman is machma a little more, he wants a tiny maybe to get the Sevdalet that we don't see from that, but yeah, once he's tiny he's still a scholar of the double. My friend Rabbi Yashev says, and within Shushitzchok said Rabbi Yashev said, any chlam is dak but not rach. That means you take something very hard and make it into powder. It didn't get softer. It's just about it's tiny hard pieces. So maybe it's telling it's not a tea, it's a leaf. A leaf is dak verach. Mashenke in this, it's spices, it's very, very dark, but rach you don't have. So maybe it seems that the reaction wasn't choshish. It should be what's called. So nice like this. Our tavlinim, to ask this even in klishlishi, unless you're Talmud from Rishon Zalman, we don't find the place Gimel Machmer in such a thing. Now, the Indian Klisheni, we have anyway many things that we saw, Sveikis and Kalei Abishol, there's a Svora, we have another Svora, let's say we said it's come out nothing that we used Klisheni for, so nice there, you want it. Another thing, even the things that are said in Chazal, the Hedya, the Klisheni Sama Vashol, because Rishon Zalman is Mamash Machmer, but there is a Mokum to be Machmer in our spices, but to use Rishon Zalman Svora, to put it from someone's law into Tifei, like you said. But not in Tif Dalet. Okay, but all the tablinim that are leaves, and most of them say oregano is a leaf. Oregano is a leaf, that abadah, that does not have a din of tablinim. That will be even cliche, according to Mishnah Berurah, that says, Adam Dak Barach has din of tablinim, oregano that. Today they have people like to put in a mint leaves on the things. Mint leaves is like tea leaves. There's no difference. It's the same Dak Barach as tea leaves. And it's also the ones awesome spots in the Ranoik to put in leaves, and the awesome spots that are born, they say the minig, you see, yeah, I'm a divine. The minig is to make on Shabbos to use it. It comes out, they're saying that the minig is not like the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so. Rabbi Shah Kobi will also be matter in the Klusishi tea leaves. Klusishi. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah, according to Mishnah Berurah, anything that are better than leaves have a din of Kalei Abishol. Okay, another Nakuda is the Ramoshe and Chalabel Aindal and Bishul Yudches, and other poets can say anything that you can eat chai is not considered tablinum. Anything that people eat chai is not considered tablinum. That's why he says bottle is not called tablin. Maybe says garlic is not called tablin. And tablin means something in say the Zeroim, Hilchos Trumas HaMaaseh, something is tablin that not Mechuyev Trumas HaMaaseh means that tablin they can eat by itself. It's only used as a tablet. The only shimush is to metabolize something else. But things that you could eat by itself, like shumim or betzalim, you are mechuyev trumas ma'aseh. Why? Because you eat it by yourself. Rashi also held that tablinim were only going to mean something that you cannot eat by yourself. You only eat it with something else. B'chai gavna, you have a din of tablinim. But as we said, kemat in all the cases, there's machlokes in all the cases. Lemon is a machlokes. Is it doesn't could you put lemon in cliche or not? There's many. You could take a look at the ksovim. There's many machlokes in what tablinim is. Kemat. Like we said yesterday, it's not so much to use the heter of tavlinim in a klisheni because of the second chashash of Kalei Abishol. Third chashash, Yad Nichbez Boy, this is very gay bizmanin, like we spoke out today that we have Mecham Chashmali, that the water comes out gefer lechat. The water on your cup is a klisheni, but it's gefer lechat and you can get burned from it. Pashas is Yad Nichbez Boy, and Yad Nichbez Boy, Vaita has a din of Klirishan, so Mele Vaita cannot, if you're using it, if you want to use for the head of tavlinim for things that you mix into hot water and cups, you also can get the problem if you want to be tamach on klisheni. Besides, we're not borrow what tavlinim is and powder things maybe is not tavlinim, but you also can get the shadow of the adnichlis way. So maybe even though we said the first chashash of nirak and vashel, if it's mixing something else you don't have. However, today's days, if it's not vada of the tavlin on the times of chazal, and it's not the same oifen that is in chazal, it's not big pieces, you're getting into problems. And also, if you're using a mechem chashmali, something is very hard to get into problems of yad nechus. Okay. Dovagush we're not going to do now. Dovagush is mismovie. It says, if it's in klisheni and dovagush, you have problems of tavlinim. Because yes, poiskim she servant of a gush called man she has to let us by dini klishen. We still didn't learn what's the difference between klishen and klisheni yet. So maybe we can understand why dov a gush should be dov a gush, and this we'll have to wait for later on. Melach. Now the sugya melach, I don't know about you, but some people zikha find is the hardest, not the hardest, the most complicated sugya in Hilchos Bishul and Simen Shin Yud Ches. There's two lashonis in the Gemara, and but when it comes to break it down, when it comes to practical cases, some, not everybody, some, for some people, for me, it's the most complicated Maise in Simen Shin Yud Ches. When it comes Nagea Lamaise, you have to help Kop and make Cheshbonis. We'll try to learn it together, we'll see, hopefully we'll get it through. Okay, the Gemara is a simple Gemara, the more we're based on the days, the more brings two lashonis. Melach, the first lashon is Melach, the Zicha. We just learned the Mishnah, Tavlin you can put even into the Tavlin you can put into Klisheni. Klisheni you can put into Tavlin, Tavlin you can put into Klisheni. The Gemara says Melach is not like Tavlin. Melach is not like Tavlin, Melach has a different din. What's the din of Melach? Two Lashonis in the Gemara. First lashon in the Gemara is Lashnekam Melachumra, that Melach, even in Klisheni, gets cooked. The Kedamri, no. Melach is not katavlin, you can even put in the klishen. Why? Like Rav Nachman, the melach needs bishul, kibishla, sicha milcha bishula, kibishla de toiro. So melach is not like tavlin. Lishne kamu we machmir, even klisheni. Lishne basru mekel, even in klishen. Now we have the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, that pass on like the second Roshan. That it's more kal than tavlin, you can even put in the klishen. So we know, before even looking at the machaber, we know that's how the machaber is going to passkin. That melach, there's no bishul even in a klishen because you have the rif Rosh Rambam. Tosfos over there brings the noise. Tosfos says the noise because how you paskin lishne kamo kolishne basra. The noise Tosfos says a machmer tover lavrocha. Hagam, some people say when the solution is in the Gemara aloche kolishne kamo befrat be isa teira kolishne kamo. And the two solution is in the Gemara Tosfos says that halacha kalishna kama b'frat b'isa teira. However, since over here the second lashon is like Rav Nachman, that's why we pass him like him. Now, as according to the kloli apsach in the Gemara, the halacha should be better like kalishna kama and should be lechumra. Tosfos says be'etem it says the kloli apsach it should be lechumra like kalishna kama. However, since kalishna basru it says it's like Rav Nachman, the omar sicha milcha bishula k'bishu de teira. If all that's like Rav Nachman, Mamele, the aloha is like Rav Nachman. However, since it doesn't stream with the kloli, the regular kolim, says Tosfos Rav Nachman, Tovel Abrocha. Take what Tosfos did. Ein Shom B'Tosfos. Is it the Reis of the Shnekam? You have a Tosfos? You have a Gemara Shabbos? Where is it? It's true. Oh, what? The mask. Where? Oh. Nee, da hat sie ja kunde se bitte kommen kommen dicke lust in der trinke bis so teure halakha mach mir. Was soll der halakha achren? Da bin ich zusammen schon so viel im halakha mekel. Eh? Okay, I love listening to Basra. Okay, I don't know if it's told Mr. Kamlis to Basra. Could be told, I don't know if it's a cloud listening to Kamlis to Basra. Could be the cloud, Okay, Acham Machmer with the Vetera. In this case, it should be the Aloche, like the listening to Kamlis to Gemara. At least state in Taisvis. Okay. Taisvis. So, Mele, Zog Taisvis. Zog Taisvis. A Machmer. Tovoy, Olof, Broche. And Mele, the Remok is Arkois. To always bring down the, or to say to bring down the Balei HaTeisvus, even when you have against the tree, says Rambam over here, that in Melach, Amachmer, Tovoy, Olof, Broche, Vamachmer, Tovoy, Olof, Broche. V'yesh Oysev, Moses, Melach, Afil, B'Klisheni, Kol Man, Shiyad, Shiletz, Boy, that's like Lishta Kamo, Vamachmer, Tovoy, Olof, Broche. Okay. Now one thing, Rav Moshe takes out from the Rav Moshe and the Tshuva Chilek Davim to Rav Aida, he brings out the Yisoyit in Yiddishkeit. He says, Rav Moshe, why we see from the Sugya, from the Sugya of Melach? Says Rav Moshe, we see with our own eyes are gonished. That's Rav Moshe says, Mashayinu rois, einu klum. He says, Melach, you see, do you see a difference when you put a Melach in your cold water and salad, you put a Melach in your chon, do you taste a difference in the Melach, how it is or not? Chazal, come and tell us, Melach needs bishul or kibishul. In order to mashal melach, you need a lot of bishul. We put melach in a klirishin, klishayin, klishishin. To us, it tastes all the same things. We don't see and we don't taste any difference between the melach. And Chazal are telling you, how machloek is over here. Some people say melach needs a lot. Some people say a little bit. Says Moshe, I say, so we see with our own eyes and we taste with our own taste buds. Oh, garnished. We don't. One second. Moshe doesn't get into it. Rav Moshe could be had that salt. In other words, it's still possible to get that salt from. Rav Moshe obviously tasted in Russia the other salt also. I think in America they have also the pink salt. They're somewhere from the machzav, right? They're from the machzav. They're not from Miyam, right? Right. So you could taste a difference. I saw in America they have these things on your food. You get the difference if it's cooked or not cooked. Try it on the stomach also you can. You can't taste the difference if it's cooked or not cooked. The kitchen says, you see, Mashayinu rois is not rice toys. So what's the gather of bishul? What's the gather of bishul that B'tzayin Goma doesn't have, only if it's hard to have there? It says, Moshe, the taste and what you see is not that the hell is a bishul. Chazal said that you need melach needs bishul kibishul. The Torah says when you cook it very, very much, something changes in it. We learned what do you say to bishul? Bishul is you bring the te'elas adover ayidei ish. That means the te'elas of melach, whatever it is, it takes a very long time to get the te'elas of melach to change it ayidei bishul. So in this betin the Mishnah writes it down. This verse of Koton Samach Zayin. He writes, well, we see vavshid dinimorach apoklisheni. He said, you need the Machal Pasman to make a locha, like Rambam Rif Rosh, and he's committed to the IEC, it's melted. Says Mr. Mikhuyav, any Bishuloi, Shah Pitzen at the Reikin. To melt it is not the Bishul. You see, even so, what is Bishul? We don't know. Says the Mishnah, we don't know. What do we do? You go back to what it says in Mohan Poiskim, and we close our eyes. We don't understand what Bishul is. But it's something that only happens by Melach Kabishul the Torah, and we don't understand it. There's a crazy place in Simas, in Yeridah, Simas Tamach Tess, it's called involved in the place. He says, Nidar Mezibi Chazal, Shen Yonai Bishul, Hin Sisrei Teva, Umi Yovai Besoidom. Umi Yovai Besoidom. So the Mishnah says, you see from Melach, that when we're dealing with bishul, we don't understand. You have to just do what it says, and they state and needs the bishul to them. Now, does anybody have a pshat? How come a melach there's no problem of ripui dova kosher? You take chayim, you marap a dova kosher, doinak shayva. What? A melach. What? Shuman. Why not? Say that, but it helps. It goes a lot quicker. So I don't know if some of them has a shuvah. Mecheshlami speaks about this. Mecheshlami chelik alef siman hey. He speaks about the shayla. You have to know exactly why. Unless you want to find some meichel, but meichel they don't have it. I don't know. Okay. Rashi says, "Klirishin shagabi eish." Then, vadai salt does get cooked, And Rele says the Machaber writes, Avamelach Mutter Litan Latoichai Kidim Sheviru Me'aleish. That means on top of the fire, Aval is also to put in salt. When you Mavir Me'aleish, only then you could put salt in. It says in Mishvur Subchotan Tamachvov, Zaleish, Afilu Bishi Deturo, Mitbashul. Aleish, Afilu Bishi Deturo, Mitbashul. And the Saritina brings down from the Primi Godin, Afilu Eino Malar Tichas Mavashul. That means it's all to Apuke from different Rishonim. There's a Mordechai that says the difference is not Aleish, not Aleish. The difference is if it's Malar Tichas, it's not Malar Tichas. The Maitre way of Chavetz Chaim Paskins, there's no Chilik if it's Malar Tichas, and not the Chilik is Agave Eish. There is Bishul, Shalor Agave Eish, there's no Bishul. Now, in the Rishonim, it's a noise because some Rishonim wanted a tiny even Agave Eish. There's no Bishul B'melach. Some people would die like that. And the Rambam, the Rambam's Loshon is, the Melach Einim is Pashal, El Al Eish Gedoylech. In this is lost in the Rambam. Some people want to have the Rambam learns, even on Gabriel Fire. In the Rishonim, it's a whole noise about Melach. The way the Mishavur learns, that is like he writes here in Mishavur and Saratian, Al Eish is also even with helping Malar Esichis. Shalayel Gabriel Eish is Muti, even if it's Malar Esichis, it doesn't make a difference. The Eke is, Al Gabriel Eish is fire. Okay, so now, somebody wants Melach Shal Shabbos, what they call. Some people have Melach Shal Shabbos, they want to put in the Shalom Melach. And they cook it before. How long do you have to cook it for? Bishle the tour, how long does it take? 3 hours? So you have to cook your salt for 3 hours? Mashmoy to Mishbro later on, when he says Melach Shalonu, it's Mishmashal, they didn't cook it for 3 hours. What's the pshat? Mashmoy says, it needs Bishle Kabisle the tour, but it doesn't mean the exact same time. It's only they cook it. It's Mal Resiches. It's already continued Bishle called Sarkoi. However, later on we'll see Mashmoyt and Magna Rom, not this way, but this, the people that cook salt, I don't think they must be to cook it like a Bishr de Tura, the same length. They can just be Agabe Hesh, like Bishr de Tura. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, now we're coming into this complicated matzov. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkot Ein Aleph. Lahani Mili, B'melach Shechoyfrim. Up until now we spoke about Melach Shechoyfrim, from the Melanations, what's it called? Himalayan. From the stones, you choifer, and you get melach from the adoma. Avol, melach shoyisim mimayim shemavashim shoyisim, you take water, and you cook it, and the water dissolves, and you left with the salt. Ein ba misham bishul kule alme, the ein bishul acha bishul chamon bishif tetzlov, mogan avrom, v'shar achroinim. That means it's melach the choifim, what they call in Yiddish steinzalts. That means it's from the avonim, the choifer it. And there's melach shemavashim. There's melach that you cooked. The Kalmoyne call this melach shalonu. We're going to call melach, we're going to be mechalek. We're going to call what we shouldn't call melach shalonu, melach shalonu. And our salt, nowadays, Tosim Pegim will call melach bizmanenu. Says we have the melach shalonu. Melach shalonu, what we shouldn't all speak about, melach shalonu. They used to make melach, the time of the Rishonim, from Bishul, not from Nechzav Ba'adomo. Says the Magen Avraham, melach shalisin miyam, there's no problem, ein bishul acha bishul. And the Magen Avraham sends you the Sifte Zayin. Sifte Zayin over there is about Panadish and Shumon. Over there, the Moshitis of Magen Avraham is that you have something that's a salad. Even though when you warm it up, it becomes into a liquid, we give it together with a salad. The Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. They have a salt particles, now it's Yovish. Even though it's going to turn into Lach when it disintegrates, when it dilutes in your food. Aval Pekin says Magen Avraham has din of Yovish, so Mele, you have a din of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. When it's kar, of course. Now, the Magen Avraham writes there, this Magen Avraham is always the end. Always the end, after he brings the whole Mechaber, after he brings all the halachas, he brings it to the end. Melech Shalonu is Bishul, Melech Ein Bishul Bishul. What does he want? What's the Magen Avraham trying to say? Which case? The Primi Godin dance, he doesn't want to say the Magen Avraham is only coming to say the people that have their Amor, that in such a case you won't have Tovel of Rocha, you can put it to Chathchiloi, it's not from Tovel, he doesn't want to learn like that. He learns like this. Everything the Gemara spoke about melach is melach shalom mevushal. That means melach that was nechtav. In such a case, we have machlokes in the Gemara, and in such a case, the Madoma that says melach needs bishulo kebisya deturo. It's a stone. You're taking a stone. You want to cook the stone, it needs a big melach. However, melach shalom, that it's not made from stone, it's made from water, very easy, it's easy particles, it's made from diluted water. It's not a hard thing. In such a case, maybe you put into Klirisha and Shuhusa Magabesh, it becomes Mavusha L'Kol HaDeis. In other words, we don't have the whole machaber machos machaber. We don't on our salt. No, so melech shalomu. We don't have bchalal the whole notion of the gemara. Kibis of the tour, not kibis of the tour. Melech eniketav and vocham or that's chomer. It's not negef for us. Why? It was negef when they used to make when salt is via stone. Salt is via stone. Oh, it needs a big thing. Hashem melech shalomu. Magnerav is saying betzem you have a chumre. Melech shalomu is more chomer than those days melech, but it's not a hard particle. And a mele, the only head that we have on our melech is because imbe shalach abishol. Another, I don't know if ever, I saw an American, I finally got this talk of melech avonim, but I once heard some, till I saw it, till I found out now, I didn't know what exactly that salt is made out of, avonim. I only saw regular salt. I once heard somebody talking on Pesach, and you could see salt made of avonim, and that salt take is hard to cook. You cook in a pot, and it remains particles, you have pieces that are cooked. No, of course, it's just kashering salt. Bigger pieces. I don't know. It's not made from avonim. It's sea salt, bigger pieces. I don't know. I heard from somebody who was saying that you have the salt from the Steinsalz. That's taka. It's you need to cook it. Even when after you cook it, it remains particles in the thing. And he was. The what? Talking about Pesach has what? The kids, the way the Prima Golan stands among Avram, the whole Shinit Chesif test, the whole Gemara is up talking about Steinsalz. However, when you have salt from things and you have a problem with more Chomer and you don't have the coolest in the Chabra, and the Kol HaDeis have a problem of putting it into a Kli Rishon, and may the only hit is because Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Okay. Melech Bizmanenu, Toshim Pegim. What? In Kli Rishon, it could be. Melach shebizmanenu. Tovshim pe gimel. Rabbi sent everybody the madach kashas from Adat to the Charedis. They write all salt today. Bizmanenu kol asugim einam mevusholim. Ela oivrim talach yibush betanur. Ulegabe itzir bishul b'shabbes ayim shochanoch. Simen shin yud chesif tes, or mog avrom sev kot nain alef, at kan divrei abadat. The abadat is saying, today salt, we're not talking about salt that's cooked. We're getting into a major problem now. Yibush is like afir. Afir. So we're getting into major problems now. Why? We're doing with our salt. Our salt is a prima golden, is more common than that salt. There's no machlikis. Nobody holds any kibish to the Torah. It's like a kalis basho, like all the tablinim. Number two, we don't have the heter of the Magen Avraham. We don't have the heter kula of this Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, "I'm not also using my Mishnah Vashmalizer, and by Mishnah Bishul, and Mishnah Lachabishul." But also, it's never Mishnah. You have a problem of Mishnah Lachabishul in our salt. What? It's not in water. It's not Bishul. It dries out. They evaporate. No. Doesn't mean it's Rebbe Chalal. No. What? No, but at when they get the salt, I once heard, they do it till it cannot dry. It gets what's so called, they evaporate the water, they distill the water, the salt stays. When it cannot dry, they put it in the oven for half an hour, for a long time, and it gets baked in the oven to make big drugs. The way I heard it, it's called a fear. I don't know. I imagine Tavshim Pekim, Rabbi say these things have to be mamash mood kant. Whatever it says in the swarm, you cannot believe anything it says in the swarm about food being cooked or not being cooked. Cocoa and coffee, all the swarm are full of mistakes. And they're not full of mistakes. They wrote things, the food industry changes much quick. The food industry, things keep on changing quick, one right after the next. And I mean, the safer can write a beautiful safer, you can put in time to Mavara, but it's only nothing to the year that he wrote the safer. Things keep on changing, you have to be mutkan. The only mashkich know what keeps on changing, what's happening. You have to keep on checking up. Even in the Orach HaShabbos, in the first print, they made a big batch up. They made the first print of Orach HaShabbos, they wrote about salt. All thin salts are cooked before. That's what they wrote a klal. And made it's possible, no problem, shadow bishul on Shabbos. Only the coarse salt they wrote you have to start worrying about. After Orach HaShabbos first came out, they made a promise of posthum and take a mitzvah, and they wrote halachas about it. Afterwards, they had to put up signs all over the place. They had a fire, all of a sudden they made a mistake, and it says not that way. They made a big problem. Say that the Orach HaShabbos keeps on coming out again and again, so after the person will do it, they fixed it. But you have the swarm, the Wachaninger swarm. They have all types of things that you can't trust, not because they're not trustworthy, but things keep on changing. How do they make the food? Akum, today salt is not cooked b'chlal. So now, a Sfaradi that wants to say, forget about the broch of the Rimmel. He wants to do like the Mechaber. He has a problem to put in our salt into a Klerishon because of Bishol. Now today there's also other ingredients which I don't know about, I'm not going to get into. Once upon a time, you want the salt used to get hard. You wanted to keep your salt dry, you used to put rice in here. They put rice in the salt shaker to absorb the things. Today you don't need anymore. Why? Today they put in a chemical. They put in a chemical. Today our salt is not 100%. There are some things you have to worry about. Klapim Bishol and Shabbos. Those things are not. I don't know. But even regular salt today, regular salt is not mevushal bechlal. So mele, it's a problem. We'll get soon in the Klisheni. Yeah, even in Klisheni. Soon. Now, if it would be mevushal. Now, but however, sugar, Mr. Rubin says sugar there. Bechem betzuker, mutim haitaimer sugar. Badat mad charedi, tzai white sugar and tzai brown sugar. Oyver talach bishul mole. Sugar is mevushal kol tzorkoi. Tzai white, tzai brown sugar is mevushal kol tzorkoi. So maybe Mama should have got Mr. Rubin says bechem betzuker mutim haitaimer. Litnoi beklivishen sheviu menesh. The badat. But that's the right everything.
But
it has to get dry. It's dry. It has to be dafka. It could be. Which I have to let this boy. Yeah, everything evaporator. They have evaporators. A lot of dafka yet to let. All different types of. They say it gets mavush. It's mavushal. That's what they say. And really, they say there's no problem of sugar. Why? What problem? There's not fear. Not fear. I don't know. It's not a problem. A cup of sugar that writes as the din or is mavushal kol tzorkoi. So now we have like this. Says the Mishnah Brura, even though he just said that everything's mutter when it's cooked, the mashal will be negev our sugar today. Says the Mishnah Brura, even though I told you in Mishnah Chabishal, don't put in sugar in the klivishon nechatchila. Now there's a whole noise over here with these oisis and the sharatim in here. Is it in the right places, in the wrong places? There's a lot of fights about these oisis and the sharatinia, and the new prints and the old prints. The oisvod, I think, went back to the original one. The oisvod went back to the original one. There's all different types of fights. When I learned it, it's not with the original ones, but there's a mistake. But kitzeh, it's the shayla, I had to learn who is, what exactly saying, why, what is for it. But the mishvur says, v'yesh, shemefak v'kin bozeh. There's a problem, even, em b'shalach ha-bishol to put in declaration. And what's this for? Why should you worry about it? Now some people said the story is because by Panadish, later on, it's a W Yovish that becomes a Lach. It's very hard to think, well, Mr. Brewer later on, it's a cotton cook maybe. Mr. Brewer says Lahedi, Mr. Brewer's not Chosh for Bechlal. Mr. Brewer says Dover Yovish that becomes Dover Lach. It's to say the Gomer, it's nothing to worry about. The punkt over here is saying it should be Tiv Lach, not Bechlal, the Taver, and that's what the Kavanah Mr. Brewer. Now it comes from a Mordechai. The Mordechai Tzimishin Ches says, Rav Don, Omali, the melech shalonu in those days, shematakim noisa ide bishol ein lochush, umikolo kam says modcha machna tova lebrocha shaloi liten melech afilu beklisheni, afilu kol zman shiat shaladis boi. Hoyle ikke the reis of a bishol. Now the bdel achrenim argue what the modcha going on the dakemoyshe the rabbe and the kivege the mo and the kivege learned the kavon is even on melech shalonu that's cooked not to put into klisheni. Lamaite, if you take a look in the Sharatim, Tzadik Vov, he's not choshe for them. Tzadik Vov, where is this? Tzadik Vov, Vayim Vid Geyesha, Shakosav argues what the Pesham the Motcha is, Vayim Vid Geyesha, Shakosav Motcha Lekoi, Al Melech Shalonu, Velechem Lo Yechmalti. So the Mishmur says, I'm not Machmir in Klisheni. Mishmur says, somebody is on the Klirishon. We're not klisheni. The Motcha says klisheni. No, there was a whole machlokes. Is the Motcha going back on not melech shalonu, or is going on melech shalonu? So maybe Mr. Rule was only machmir in klirishin, not in klisheni. Okay. However, what's the chumra over here? So what's the reason? Why is Yesh mefakim klimizay? He says I'm sharichuva. Sharichuva brings us a safer zera emes. I didn't look in the zera emes now. I once learned it through with the other list for somebody else to see exactly what it says. The chadmonim, many people didn't have the zera emes inside. They didn't see it. Today, it's very easy to get. It's not a chokhmah. You can find it right away. I got all the Zerams. I learned together. Well, I came out. The Zerams are saying a whole something else. The Zerams inside. What's the problem? Why yesh lachman chatchila by yesh bishlach habishul by sugar, let's say sugar shalomu, not to put into kliushin? What's the problem? Says his eremus like this. His loshon is like this. The kivin de la nigmar asiyosoi v'tachliso shel atzuka. The ein derech lechol atzuka beini. Elin mochoi b'mayim. Havale kiilu le nispashel kol tzorchoi the otzu ligma b'shudoi. Says the Zeremes. The story is the reason to be machm is because it's not totally finished until it's ready for you to eat in the zoifin. About nobody eats it when it's the kernels and the particles. Amele, it's a problem. And what's the problem? The mashmois is it's a problem near kimavashal, it's not mamish boshal. But it looks to people like it's not fully cooked, and now cooking it fully, so amele, it's near kimavashal. And the big Yesha, within Zeremes himself, he says, Klisheni, you don't have to worry about this near kimavashal. In other words, like a Mr. Buru. So Mr. Buru says, yes, the reason he has no shaykh to becoming wet and becoming back, becoming a lach afterwards. So Mr. Buru later on, when he talks about that Siv Panadish, he's not worried about Bechlal, he's not choshvit, like the Mogen Avraham is not choshvit. And Amele, he's machmir for a separate reason. It looks like Mavashal. What's it look like Mavashal? Well, it's not Nigma Bishula until then it's Nigma Mavashal. So now, yesterday we said that Kamat, we don't have a klisheni. Why? Either stuff a mutton klishishin or stuff a mutton klishishi. Klisheni bechlal kamat we don't have. We said today we were wasting even tablinim. The chazal said klisheni kamat we don't have. However, we do have klisheni. What's the case we have klisheni? Says the Mishnah Berurah, by every bishul achabishul, every time you want to use something, put into your cup that was already cooked. In such a case, says Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to worry about klishishi. Put into klisheni. Take water. Put the klisheni and put the klisheni. Why? Mikadin, it's mutter even a klisheni. Says Mishpur Shugar, don't put in the klisheni. Yes, Papakvakin, totally sorry not to put in the klisheni. We have a klisheni, then do. So we still have one tier. We have one tier that we use klisheni. This is the tier of the Mishpur Bureau. By sugar, sugar, vachadurim, and stuff that was cooked once already and bet, and there's no problem with visual. We bought this in a powdered form and it's miracle marshal. Only use it into a klisheni. Okay, so let's talk about cliche. Only cliche. So we have one case of cliche. Let's talk about melach in nowadays. What happens to melach nowadays? The way I don't know about today, I'm not mutkan. When I learned the sugya, melach was baked. It was afir, it was put in the oven and baked half an hour berach with a very high chum. So melach is in the kafir. So what's the loche? Somebody there wants to put in melach in his chicken soup. Mutar yoso. Klishlishi. Well, Matekis, I don't want to get into it. I don't know, I'm not making Matekis. Klishlishi, Rabbi said, we learned about Tamchui today. What's the pshat in Tamchui? Tamchui, why did he make a Tamchui? I don't know why he made it. Today there's some people, the fancy people, they bring the soup to the table with a nice Chinese thing. It's mamish a kovet Shabbos to bring it soup to the table in a Chinese thing like this is klishishi kodesh. Maybe if you want to start the thing, it could be klishavishi. But this is a kovet Shabbos to bring to the table, and it's such a thing. It's very klishishi. Can you put in salt? Yeah. This is yesh bishul achafir. At the Mishnah Berurah, Kot Memzayin said bishul achafir. You could do in klishishi melach. We're learning today. Melach might be mevashul, and melach is the faket, the whole betzim b'mayim ha'uskar, the whole yisoid of the yireim of sifhei, what came from melach? If you remember, why was it makor that some things that you have to chosh maybe kalabishul of sopik kalabishul says melach? You see, chosh melach, machloek is melach. In other words, melach is makor for sopik kalabishul, and mizbrus of kot memzain. Over there it says klushishi kubert. It's put into each challenge. Tavagush. Let's say it doesn't have it. What's the loche? So some people are going to tell you Machmut Tov Ala Brocha. Go Machlikis. Some people tell you Machmut Tov Ala Brocha. Why is this the Rambam? The Rambam says to put into Melach and the Klish, yeah, Machmut Tov Ala Brocha. But some people say, what are you talking about? Melach is Afir. Melach was Afir. I don't know what Zman is a few years ago, 10, 20, 15 years ago, Melach was Afir. It doesn't say it.
You said with Yibush, it's not Afir.
I'm telling you, when I learned the sugya, I don't know about today's date. When I learned the sugya, melech was afir, they used to put it half an hour, and ochem gavur. What happened today? They have to call about that, stop shem pei gimel. I don't know. It says yibush. I don't know what yibush means. What? Ain't no mibushon, they tried to tell you. Oivim talach yibush betanur.
What is, oh,
He was Betanur. Betanur, yeah, Zafir. Afir, what's the law of Bishlach Afir? An equation. This is what I mean, it's complicated. No, if you make, you have to make a chesbin. So I can't do this. But you say, Melach, yes, Bishlach Afir. What are the Bishl? Bishl of Melach. What's the Bishl of Melach? Machlekes. Machlek is a Bishl. Some people say, inclusion, you could put Melach. It's not going to be more than Bishl of Melach. Bishl Acha Afir is not going to be more than the Bishl of Melach itself. The Bishl of Melach itself, what's the loche? These are 2 days in Macham Demo. So some people will say, some of the loche. But loche, well, we came out, a country from Golden. However, Melach today, if you hold like the Primi Golden, then you're going to have a big problem. It's going to be more Chomer. But Melach is going to be more Chomer. You can't put it on. What about to put in your kugel? Your potato kugel. Why? No, not because the Melach was all broken. Not because the Melach was all broken. Why do not come as that?
So the way?
No.
Why
soup is a klish lishi.
If you bring
the thing. Every klish is soup and a klish lishi, I'm talking about. Soup and klish lishi. Shulam is a double gush. It's double gush. It's klish and it's six sets. The place where he brings up a goose is over here by Tavlin. This is the Mishnah Berurah. Chalent is double goose. Double goose, chalent is a problematic. What? Some Rabban will tell you, it's Tavol of Brocha. Some Rabban will tell you, what do you mean? This is the Prima Golden here. It says Nikadin is also. What? I don't know what the Vatam is. I will talk about learning now. I don't know if there's any chutz. The mashmoyes of Kotlin, look in the Sharatins of Kotlin Kopi, it's much more like the Primogon, I ain't sure. But, okay, one more thing. On your kugel? What? Could you put salt on your kugel? Your potato kugel. It's not salt enough, you want to add in salt. Creation. No, because what's the locker? Radiye? Ain't that the Achafir? Okay, so you have to make all these Cheshbon is about this. Say there is no time. There's a little more, I guess, a little next time about Zeb Zergoyim, the end of Ramah. Linda will have to do it next time. But these things, all these patterns, that from the heart is Cheshbon. You have to make Cheshbon is about Fiyah and Bishul and Novel Gush. You have to do it with Yishev Adas. And yeah, Zayin Hashem. Oh, yeah.